From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 19, 2014. Except for a few isolated areas, all the state received some rain in the last 7 days, but from a bare trace to as much as 2 inches in parts of the Panhandle in west central Texas, according to the National Weather Service. For most, the moisture received was not enough to prevent soils from drying out as the dog days of summer wound down. This according to reports by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension agents throughout the state. Andy Holloway, Hemphill County, northeast of Amarillo, said the heat plus some winds zapped a lot of topsoil moisture. Pastures that had been overgrazed were getting dry again. Brian Reynolds, Linn County, south of Lubbock, said producers there were running irrigation systems hard to try to keep up with water demand. Many cotton fields were starting to cut out and finish up setting bowls because of the heat and lack of moisture. Justin Gilliam, Archer County, south of Wichita Falls, reported lake levels there remained extremely low. Caleb Eaton, Ward County, southeast of Odessa, said parts of his county received up to 3/4 of an inch of rain, but triple-digit temperatures were deteriorating rangeland. Many ranchers were weaning and shipping calves early due to the dry conditions. Wade Hibbler, Burnett County, northwest of Austin, reported very hot and dry conditions there have stopped all hay operations and put pastures in fire danger. Roy Stanford, Orange County, east of Beaumont, reported that the dry conditions were stressing pastures and timber stands. Timber die-off has become more evident in the last 30 days, he said. Austin Kermer, Uvalde County, west of San Antonio, said that if drought-like conditions persist, livestock herds will have to be further culled. And Robert Valdez, Zapata County, south of Laredo, reported highs of 106 degrees and a low of 72. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.